Participants are examining the conditions that led to the spread of terrorism, what steps need to be taken to counter those conditions, and how those steps can be implemented. Canadian Foreign Minister John Baird explained that while we long for the day when the threat of terrorism abates, we still continue to face a grave challenge.
Hardly a day or a week passes that is not the sad and tragic anniversary of a violent attack on innocent civilians for some political, religious, or ideological purpose. Today, June the 27th, is the anniversary of the deadly nerve gas attack on Matsumoto, Japan, in 1994. Today is also the anniversary of the 1976 hijacking of Air France Flight 139.
In that incident in Uganda, hostages were rescued in an historic nighttime raid, said the foreign minister.
Without diminishing the courage and daring of those who mounted the rescue, we all agree that it's better to avoid and to prevent terrorist attacks than to deal with the consequences afterward.
General Assembly President Nasir Abdulaziz Al-Nasser says terrorism can cause the radicalization of young people. He warns that security, law enforcement, and judicial measures alone are not enough to combat the spread of terrorism.
To counter the appeal of terrorism effectively, we must implement practical and sustainable measures that are customized to local and regional conditions. We cannot have one-size-fits-all approach.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon agrees that it takes more than traditional security approaches to counter terrorism.
We must also work together to extinguish the flames of hate and intolerance that breed terrorist violence. Acts of terror from Norway to Nigeria show that intolerance can lead to violence and loss of innocent lives. National governments must take action to foster engagement between communities and build tolerant and resilient societies that reject the hate-filled narratives of terrorists.
Canada is working in partnership with diverse groups, and through outreach, they hope to stop the desire for terrorism. And Foreign Minister John Baird says identifying the causes of terrorism is one of the goals of the Symposium on Dialogue, Understanding, and Countering the Appeal of Terrorism.
Terrorists employ violence to achieve political, religious, or ideological goals. Yet many peace-loving people of the world hold the same political, religious, or ideological beliefs without resorting to violence. The question is not, therefore, why people hold political, religious, or ideological beliefs. The question is why some become radicalized extremists who then turn to violence.